You're listening to SBS News.
Vote, vote, vote was the message on the eve of the midterm elections. Polls are just hours away from coming to a close in the United States. Over 42 million Americans have already cast early ballots. And it's shaping up to be a tight contest as politicians from both sides of the aisle make their final bids for election. Among them, US President Joe Biden speaking at a rally in Maryland, urging people to get out and vote.
Remember, the power's in your hands. You're one of the reasons why I've never been more optimistic about America's future. Look, America's reasserting ourselves, leading the world in the 21st century. As I've traveled this country and the world, I see great nation because I know we're a good people. We just have to remember who in the hell we are. We are the United States of America. And there's nothing, 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 nothing beyond our capacity if we do it together. So vote. Get out to vote. God bless you all and may God protect our troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
He was there endorsing Wes Moore, who was running for governor of the state. If successful, Mr. Moore would become the first black governor of the state and the third elected in US history.
This is our journey to make Maryland the place that lives up to the principle that I learned in my first days of Army training, a principle that was simple: leave no one behind. And I want to be clear. After tomorrow, if I am blessed enough, if I am blessed enough to be your next governor, we are going to make that the new mission of the state of Maryland. Maryland will be a state that leaves no one behind.
On the other side of politics, former Republican President Donald Trump rallied in Ohio, where he endorsed Republican Senate nominee J.D. Vance.
Biden, Pelosi, and the radical Democrats spend all their time obsessing over the borders of distant foreign nations. Americans deserve a Congress and a president who will protect the borders of our nation, don't you think? And very simply, it's called America First. We came up with that little name, and, you know, they say on the other side, we will not let America First dominate. They should really say, we don't like Trump's policies, but you don't say, we don't want America First. And then they go after MAGA all the time. We will stop MAGA. Well, MAGA means make America great again. They're pretty tough to stop, J.D.
There was initially speculation Mr. Trump could run for the US presidency, having flirted with the idea at recent Republican events, but he held off on any official announcement. So how exactly do the US midterms work and why are they significant? These elections are for Congress, the body which makes laws affecting the whole country, and is made up of two chambers, the House of Representatives and the Senate. For the past 2 years, the Democrats have held the majority in both the House and the Senate. But the party only holds that power by a small margin, with early polling suggesting Democrats could retain power of the Senate and Republicans could take control of the House. That would make it increasingly difficult for US President Joe Biden to get the laws he wants passed. Held every 2 years, when they fall on the second year of a president's four-year term, the elections are appropriately called the midterms. All 435 seats in the House of Reps are up for grabs this election, along with 35 Senate seats and 36 governorships. Unlike Australia, the US does not have compulsory voting, so there's been a much bigger push from both major parties for people to go out and vote. Elon Musk has weighed in on how he wants people to vote. The newly appointed Twitter owner has used a post on the social media platform to urge people to vote Republican.
To independent-minded voters, shared power curbs the worst excesses of both parties. Therefore, I recommend voting for a Republican Congress, given that the presidency is Democratic. Hardcore Democrats or Republicans never vote for the other side, so independent voters are the ones who actually decide who's in charge.
The big issues this election are the economy, cost of living, abortion rights and income. Millions of Americans have already cast early ballots. A Russian oligarch, Yevgeny Prigozhin, has admitted to election meddling. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says his attempts are well documented.
Yevgeny is a known bad actor who has been sanctioned by the United States, the United Kingdom, and also the European Union. We also know that part of Russia's efforts includes promoting narratives aimed at undermining democracy and sowing division and discord. It's not surprising that Russia would be highlighting their attempted efforts and fabricating a story about their successes on the eve of an election.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.